Yes.
Is the wall the island? The wall is the island.
The wall is the island, yes. Again, to mix some metaphors.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah.
But you can't go beyond it. Like, that's why using that phrase of the back wall. In a way, that's the back wall, because that quality of awareness, that's the very means whereby anything is known. That's also when we talk about the Buddha refuge, particularly in the Thai forest tradition, that embodying that quality of awakened awareness, that is the Buddha refuge, is the being that aware, awake quality. So taking refuge in the Buddha is not revering Gautama Buddha as a person or as a memory or as an idea, but this was something not just Lumpo Cha, but many of the forest Ajahns emphasized, that the refuge is awareness itself. That's what a refuge is, a safe place where there is, as it were, nothing bad can happen. So if the mind is embodying that quality of awareness, even if you've got a broken leg or you're in the middle of a car crash, you can be aware of that. And that the body might be being damaged or injured or filled with pain, but the mind that knows the feeling of pain or danger isn't identified with that painful feeling. It knows that painful feeling or that challenging situation, but it's not identified with it. So this is why liberation is possible. So the island is the back wall, to mix the metaphors.